In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Lord is in his own city. Everybody knows about the miracles on both sides of the lake. So they bring to him a man paralyzed, sick of the palsy. Now when we read the scriptures, I've told you, and I'll tell you again and again, always apply the scriptures to yourself. See what the scriptures are to teach you. Not as those outside the church think, where they think the scriptures give them some sort of hidden mystical meanings about current events or some other kinds of drivel. But what about your soul? Scriptures are a sword to penetrate your soul, to enlighten you, to show you the way. Now, when you read about someone who's sick of the palsy, who does that remind you of? It reminds me of me. It should remind you of you. Because what else is paralysis but inability to act? Inability, in this case, to move. Even though he wants to, the paralytic cannot move. He cannot get off his bed. Paralysis happens in many ways. An inability to do good, even though we wish to. An inability to stop swearing, even though we want to. An inability to pray because we cannot conquer our laziness. Laziness is paralysis. Sleepiness is paralysis. Inattention is paralysis. All these things that weigh us down and keep us from achieving our destiny, they are paralysis. So, when we think of the paralytic being brought to Jesus, we should think of us needing his healing. And he's lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Jesus saw their faith. Now, it's always good whenever you read anything, whether it be a novel or whatever it is, and the scripture too, to look and see important elements. Who is doing the action? What's happening? How and why? So the Lord sees their faith. Who's they? I think that's a trivial answer, perhaps. Oh, there were four people carrying the litter. No, they is much deeper answer than that. They had faith. The Lord saw it. He saw it because they were bringing him, the paralyzed man, for healing. So they were not just sitting around bemoaning the fact that their friend was paralyzed. They took to be healed. The Lord saw their action. Now, when the Lord said, saw their faith, there were four men carrying the litter. All four have faith? Perhaps. In this church, right now, gathered together, would the Lord find faith here? I think he can say so. Will he find faith in every single one of us? Perhaps. Will he find fervent, warm, living faith in every single one of us? Probably not. And yet, if we were to describe the gathering today, we would say there is faith in this room. And the same thing here. The Lord saw their faith. He saw four men, flawed, taking another flawed person for healing. Now, do you have faith? You must have some. But in other ways, you don't have much. So, let us apply this idea to our life. Perhaps you have trouble loving those who are difficult personalities, or who slander you, or who hurt you, or who make things difficult, or who are cruel to you. If you cannot love them, then act with love towards them. If you cannot act with love towards them, pray for them before yourself. In this way, the faithlessness that you possess, lamentably, the lack of love for one of God's creatures, is mitigated by your effort in at least doing something that you're capable of. even if it be difficult. If you cannot refrain from lust, then say prayers for purity. Do prostrations. If you cannot be free from worries or avarice, concerns about the world, you're always worried about money, where's the next, how are we going to pay for the next bill, and all these sorts of things. The Lord says us to have no cares, right? Well, if we have such cares, worries, then we certainly can say that we are living without faith. But we can give alms, even though it might be difficult for us to do so because we're afraid, I might need that money. But if we give alms, even if it's a paltry amount, even if it's less than we really should, in some way we are showing faith. If you can't feel free of anxiety, perfect love casts out fear. So if we're anxious, then we have not perfect love, right? We have not faith, because faith is all the things that the Lord taught us, doing them. Living with perfect love, living with humility, prayer, etc. So if we have anxiety, then at least we can offer God a broken and contrite heart. If we can't be humble, if we find ourselves putting on airs around people, find ourselves always having sort of a facade that we want other people to see because we're ashamed of who we are, or we want, you know, to look better, right, in front of others because of our vanity, force yourself to be humble. Force yourself to not talk so much. You don't talk so much, most of your pride will go unnoticed and will not cause harm to others. Or force yourself to do things that are humble acts. Force yourself to clean up something that you had nothing to do with, making the mess. Force yourself to not say, but he did this and that's why I had to do that. Force yourself not to make excuses. It's bad enough that in your heart you have these feelings. If you can't be pure with your eyes, with your thoughts, never tell a dirty joke. Never listen to one. In the office, walk away when one happens. Don't watch things that are unclean, whether they be in cinema, or whether they be on television, or whether they be books, or anything else. It's bad enough that we have the uncleanness in our hearts. But the Lord will see our faith. As it were, the uncleanness is one of the pallbearers, but our effort to stay away from unclean things, the Lord sees that as another pallbearer, and therefore he says, this paralytic has faith. Not as much as we are destined to have, but enough so that the Lord will see us and will see our faith and will help us. We have very much an all-or-nothing type of society. So many times people have told me, I broke a fast in the morning. I say, well, what did you eat in the afternoon? Well, you know, the day started out terrible and it just got worse from there. If the day starts out terrible, what a marvelous thing it is for it to get better from there. If you have sausage in the morning, it would be better and very God-pleasing to have lentils in the evening. And the Lord would see that you sinned, you had lack of faith by being lazy about what you eat or carnal about what you ate, but then you tried to right yourself. And the Lord sees faith, just as he sees faith in the ones who are carrying the paralytic. You can apply this idea to all of your sins, all of your weaknesses, and in general, the Lord says, this kind cometh not out except by prayer and fasting. That is, our passions only come out by prayer and fasting. As it were, consider your passions to be behind the litter, the last two, and consider prayer and fasting to be in front, forcing your passions to go to Christ for healing, pulling your passions along. And then the Lord sees your faith, even though you're a flawed individual. This is good news, isn't it? Isn't this wonderful news? The Lord will save us, despite our condition, despite the fact that we really mess things up an awful lot, despite the fact that we live faithlessly moment by moment, but we do have moments of faith. We can set priorities about things. If you cannot pray with much attention, or you skip your prayers in the morning, or you don't say them in the evening, or you find yourself cursing, or other things, perhaps you can fast. And never give that up. You can always fast according to the church. Then you have some faith that the Lord sees. He sees your effort. He sees your desire. And your fasting will, as it were, pull your litter with your crippled, paralyzed body to Christ for healing. In the same way, if you have any other sin that you cannot conquer, then pray. Pray in the morning. Pray in the evening. Beg the Lord for help. It's not hypocritical to pray to the Lord even though we're sinners. The Lord wants to save sinners. And your prayer will be, as it were, in the front of the litter, dragging your paralyzed body to Christ for healing. What good news that we can become good because the Lord sees our efforts, feeble as they are, small as they are, inconsistent as they are. Of course, the greater they are, the more consistent they are, the better you set your priorities, the more you will be healed. Because the Lord will see more faith. And the Lord is attracted to faith. So, live with faith. Make an effort to do the things you can do, so that the Lord will help you with the things you cannot do. This is not to say that the things you cannot do, you say, well, you know, I'm only human, you know, that's just the way I am right now. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying because you see in yourself sins, you see in yourself impurities, you see in yourself things that you wish were not there. And also, you know enough about yourself to know that there are things that you are not aware of because of your blindness, your preoccupation with other things, your inattentiveness. You see these things in your paralyzed body. Then with whatever faith you do have, you drag your body on its bed to Christ for healing. Every day, every moment, and the Lord will heal you. He healed this paralytic. And how did he heal him? He said, "Thy son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee." That's the greatest healing of all. Now what he means by that is not just that those sins that he's committed up to that moment, he forgives. What he means by that is, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to cleanse you and then let you get dirty again. I'll be here to help you. Your life is meant for perfection. Your life is meant for purity and holiness and peace. That is what you are predestined to have. That is what my Father desired for you. So after forgiving your sins, I will be with you. I will help you. So in this statement, thy sins be forgiven, is a promise. I will be with you. I will never abandon you. I'll always help you. All we need to do is show him our faith. Now you should know that faith, for me saying it 10,000 times, faith is not just belief. The devil believes. Faith is action based upon our belief. In this case, in this example, faith is understanding that we are imperfect, flawed, sick people. But the Lord came to make us perfect, to make us well. And so, we take ourselves with whatever strength we can muster to God for healing. And the Lord sees our faith and he heals us. What glorious news. That the Lord does not require of us perfection in order to become perfect. He does not require of us perfect faith in order to obtain perfect faith. He requires of us some effort. He requires of us desire. He requires of us, what did he say? Give me your heart. He expects us to give him our heart, our priorities, our reason for being, our desires. And those things that are not in keeping with him, our desires that are in keeping with him, our good works, our prayer, our fasting, our alms, our humility, they will bring us before God for the healing of everything so that we'll no longer be paralyzed. It's interesting that paralysis is mentioned so often in the Scriptures, because the greatest promise that Christ made is that you will be free indeed. He was referring to what the resurrection does to a man if a man only has faith. To believe in the resurrection, this is not enough. We must live in the resurrection. And if we believe it and live according to it, the Lord's going to make us free. A free man can move any way he wishes. He's not paralyzed. He can go where he wishes. He can do what he wants. But we will be free to always do well, to always do the right thing, to always be at peace, to always love, to always be full of happiness and blessedness. This is the freedom Christ talks about. And if you want to name it another way, this freedom is that he will heal our paralysis. So brothers and sisters, look inside your heart. Examine yourself. Where are you paralyzed? You know. Perhaps things that you can't even admit to yourself, you need to find out about. And know how you can have this paralysis healed forever. By doing what you can. By letting your faith, weak as it is, bring you your paralyzed soul before God for healing. May God help us to have faith that he sees so that he may heal us. Amen.